Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The Pitch Your Business competition brings value to entrepreneurs all over South Africa and Africa through vital online business training. With marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand up for grabs, the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship.
Very good afternoon to you. It is that time again. It's a Pitch Your Business interview with our participants. Now, firstly, congratulations to our top 31 participants of the Pitch Your Business Competition 2024 for successfully navigating the first phase. Now, the remaining 31 participants continue to compete for marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand, where the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along the crucial in-depth mentorship. And with me on the line today, I've got Mpho Sakati. Mpho, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Lovely, lovely. Now, Mpho, as we begin, firstly, can you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your business or the business idea?
So, my name is Mpho Sakati, and I'm from east of Johannesburg, a small township called Thembisa. By profession, I'm a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I usually do as a farmer, I consult for small-scale farmers. That's my profession. The business that I'm in is consulting. So throughout the years, I've been consulting with small-scale farmers. An idea came to me since we are heading into the new era of AI. Consulting jobs, most of the time, will require you to be one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem right now. And most farmers who are starting out don't have the money to consult. So the business idea is called I Put Spinach. The name comes from the community where I'm from because the growing is here called me I Put Spinach.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided today to go with the name I Put Spinach.
So
it helps young farmers or old farmers who are new to the field, who are interested in farming and don't have an idea how to plan out a farming schedule. So it's like it uses AI to help you with farming schedule. You just give it information when you want to plant and what you want to plant.
Oh, wow. Very innovative. Now, Paul, tell me, so what key insights or takeaways have you gained from the idea to concept development online training?
So it's very interesting because for me, this is the first training that I've taken as an entrepreneur, especially on online training.
Wow.
So the value is very much broad, I can say. One of the things is how to take feedback from the users and learning the available technique on how to map out a clear business model for how are we going to run this business, because it's a new business, especially tech businesses in South Africa are not that much popular. So this has helped me in how to lay out all the ideas that I want to push and how am I going to push it and how are we going to generate revenue to make it more compelling to provide value proposition. So it's a crucial step or crucial for us to be under this.
I love the sound of that. Tell me, what have been the most significant challenges or, may I say, obstacles that you've encountered so far in the Pitch Your Business competition, and how have you overcome them?
So I would say the complexity. It's very complex on starting out a business in South Africa because, you can have the business, you can have the idea, I'm sorry. But when it comes to business, it's very difficult, especially when you're coming out with an innovative idea, when you're becoming the so-called the first mover. So you take a significant blow because, first of all, you must resonate with your audience and convince them that this is what, especially farmers are. They don't adapt to technology very easily like other people.
True.
It becomes very, you can just imagine talking to a 65-year-old, convincing him that he must listen to his cell phone, telling him giving advice about planting.
Yeah.
So that's the most challenging thing. But with the material that I've been learning, especially on marketing and how to distribute your product, I've learned that finding the right audience. Yes, I may think, for me, I thought maybe old people are the one who are in need of this, but most of it, it seems that it's been adopted by young people in the township who want to go into this space. Mm. So the innovation now has turned to face the right audience that needs this thing.
Now, with approximately 2 months left in Pour in the competition, what are your expectations and goals, and how do you plan to stand out from the other participants?
I'll say with this 2 months that is left, I'm probably nervous. And also, yes, I'm thinking maybe the very proposition that we bring, it's one thing that's going to make us stand out.
Mm.
So I'm thinking if the judges, the judges will require me to show a real world practice of this app. So this is what I'm bringing to the pitch, showing them the real world and the steps, how many people have been affected, especially in my community, who are using this app, and how are we making a difference, and how we can leverage this. So it's to create a memorable impression to the judges.
I love the sound of that. Also, how would winning the Marketing Exposure and Mentorship Prize benefit your business?
So, as I said, agriculture is a very narrow field, especially most people in the agricultural sector. They don't think of marketing because they already have an audience, specific audience. But with this one coming into the tech space, we need to attract young people, and you can see most young people are on social media right now, and we need that audience to come and to be exposed to them and find out what more can we do for them, what necessary things that we can bring value to them. So this will be a much needed push for us to integrate into the other communities, even other countries. We see ourselves expanding throughout Africa.
Okay. Now, lastly, before I let you go, Mpo, in your opinion, how does the Pitch Your Business competition contribute to society, particularly in empowering young entrepreneurs in South Africa and in Africa as a whole?
So for me, I would say it's very vital. It's a very vital step, what has been done, because the way the material has been distributed, most of it is not a push. It's not a push on you on the material to work on it. So you are given this material that you must work on it. It's up to you how you want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So you must sit alone and brainstorm and come up with this idea, but using the material as a guidance. So this is like the spirit of young people, do it yourself. So it brings the spirit of do it yourself. So this showcase that we can play around with our ideas. It's not with most things that have been, you must play within these barriers. But right now, you have been let loose to come up with this business, and it contributes much because we are the people who know what's happening in our community. So this gives us the freedom for us to empower ourselves.
Mpo, thank you so much. Thanks for your time. And hopefully, I'll have a similar conversation with you as a winner next time. So all the best.
Thank you very much.
Pitch Your Business is brought to you by IM Youth, Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit in partnership with TBN Africa and Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.